According to the latest numbers from the CDC, over 29 million Americans are living with diabetes, and over a quarter of them don't know it. As WUWF's Bob Barrett reports, when you live with diabetes, taking care of your health starts from the ground up.
The feet are what keep people independent.
Dr. Grace Torres-Hodges is a podiatrist practicing in Pensacola. She says about half of her patients are people living with diabetes. Those are people who need to pay extra attention to their feet.
Diabetes has such a devastating effect, resulting in people with neuropathy, which is a loss of sensation in their feet. They get injured. They don't even realize that they get injured. They get an infection, and then it leads to possibly an amputation.
This is because having diabetes not only affects the feeling in a patient's feet, it also means they have poor circulation and a weakened immune system. Dr. Torres-Hodges says if you have diabetes, you should show your feet some love.
They just basically need to check their feet regularly. They should establish themselves with a podiatrist and see them at least twice a year. But on a daily basis, we want them to reflect on their feet. Check their feet regularly. Look for blisters, cuts, or sores. Check the top, the bottom, in between the toes. We want them to notice if their feet are really cold or really hot. Inspect their toenails. Toenails can tell you a lot about someone's health. Inspect their shoes and actually put their hand in their shoe to make sure that there's nothing in there beforehand that they could injure themselves with.
And patients should use these precautions whether they have type 1 or type 2 diabetes and whether they're controlled through diet, oral medications, or insulin injections.
Especially down here with Florida, because we do a lot of barefoot walking on the beach, especially wearing different types of shoes, a lot of open-toed shoes, bumps, bruises, and scratches and scrapes. Those are entry points for infection. And once you get some kind of infection, whether it's a bacteria, a virus, or fungus, what can happen is in a diabetic, they don't even realize they get themselves injured. And then by the time we get to see them, it's unfortunately very, very infected, and it can cause major problems. If it gets into the bone, we have a really big problem, and it can lead to an amputation.
Dr. Torres-Hodges says about 70% of people with diabetes will experience the loss of feeling in their feet, and thousands have some or part of their feet amputated every year. She emphasizes the need for constant foot care and vigilance.
If you're in doubt of something, have it checked out. Don't wait till it gets too far gone. You know, podiatrists, we want to keep you walking.
Dr. Grace Torres-Hodges is a podiatrist practicing in Pensacola. Every year, November is designated Diabetes Awareness Month. The American Diabetes Association estimates that the total national cost of diabetes to the U.S. economy is $245 billion. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.